You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Yum yum. Morena Lucinda, how are you?
Yum yum. Yum, I'm good.
We're talking about, honestly, one of my favourite food groups, tinned fish. Today. Are you a fan, or are you sort of talking about this as something you're not into? Because, you know, I would respect that as well.
Maybe that's a new element to bring in. I should just bring
stuff
in
I don't like.
Yeah, things I hate, which would actually be hard. But no, I love a tinned fish.
Okay, are you someone who's happy with all variety? I mean, we're talking ethically sourced like tinned fish here, by the way, everybody. We're not getting into the weeds of unethical tuna this morning, because I feel like it goes without saying we're not into that here. But, you know, are you someone who has a particular tinned fish you're reaching for if you're going into the bougie supermarket, maybe?
Definitely. I think the king of tinned fish, actually, I think there's a joint, you know, that it's a shared crown, because I love anchovies for so many different applications.
Yes.
And if you're going to be really fancy and just like eat an anchovy by itself, you want to get a fancy one. You want to get something like your Orta's, even though it seems obscene.
It's like so much money for a like tiny little slice of fish, but it's a really nice present to give people, I have found. Yeah, if they're into tinned fish, obviously. Yeah. Apologies 100%. To anyone who does not like tinned fish, because it's quite a polarizing one, and it is what we're talking about this morning. Mm. So sorry to those people.
I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence.
I am on the fence. Mm,
you gotta
tuna,
have
absolutely not.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Anchovies, absolutely.
Reckon.
Oh, there
I
you go.
Reckon, what you need is you need sardines.
Okay, not the game.
And my hot tip for buying sardines as well is you never want to get them in spring water.
Absolutely not.
That is so disturbing and upsetting to me. That's giving intense like calorie counting deprivation. Mm. They are an oily fish. You want them packed in oil. Ideally, you want to find olive oil if you can.
Yeah, the yummiest oil.
I had a check at the supermarket yesterday, and it seems like quite a lot of your sardines, you've usually got a sort of a spicy tomato and an olive oil vibe. Mm-hmm. Those are your options, which is nice. Tuna, you've got so many options.
Too many.
You can get it's more expensive if you get the fully olive oil one, which is going to be a bit yummier, but they've also got olive oil blend ones that are quite a good price.
Nice.
And you're kind of, you know, a lot of the time with your tinned fish, it's a really good, not too expensive option, and it's going to give you like a lot of flavor and a lot of protein for your dollar.
So obviously you can use them for many different things. A nice sardine you can just have on a piece of toast, and that's a happy day. But what are you actually putting these tinned fish into? What's your sort of go-to recipes for these little guys?
Yeah, so with anchovies, basically they're in your category of umami. So they're going to sort of put this delicious, like, salty, savory undercurrent to anything you add them to. So I highly recommend adding them into any of your pasta sauces. Mm-hmm. When you're at that point in the recipe where you're cooking your garlic in some olive oil.
Yes.
Sorry if you hear a bell. I have a little cat sitting on me.
Oh, delightful. Came to hang out for the tinned fish. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, this is my episode. but you put your anchovies in, and they'll kind of melt as you're sort of nicely browning up your garlic, or not really browning, making it nice and golden. They'll melt in, and they'll just give you this really rich undercurrent in your sauce.
Mm.
But sardines, I'm actually going through a big sardine phase, and I'm really obsessed with this dish, this quite sort of renowned Sicilian pasta dish called pasta con le sardo. And there's this, so I have this cookbook that I'm completely obsessed with by this English cookbook writer or food writer called Rachel Roddy. And she has lived in Italy for a really long time. Her partner, her husband, is Sicilian, and they live in Rome. And she kind of, the book's called Two Kitchens, and she writes about her kitchen in this one. She's got a few books, but in this one she writes about her kitchen in Rome and the kitchen in Sicily in the sort of family's house.
Nice for some.
I
just
know,
two
imagine.
Kitchens in two beautiful parts of Italy.
Of course.
I know. Imagine that. Imagine just I could talk about Rachel Roddy forever because I absolutely adore her. And she a lot of her recipes are really sort of traditional as well, which I've, you know, in my old age, I've been really getting into. Listeners don't know that I'm not that old.
I think they've worked that out, maybe.
So she tells the story of the 9th century, this Byzantine commander who felt peckish when they kind of landed in Sicily. And he asked his cooks to go and find dinner with whatever they found. And basically they found wild fennel and raisins and pine nuts on the hills and sardines in the water. And so they made this dish.
That is not a combo I would have ever thought to put together, especially the raisins, controversial element there. But I'd trust the Sicilians on this. How does it kind of come together?
So basically you're using sort of crushed fennel seeds and fennel and a bit of like shallot or onion. You're sort of cooking it down and you're adding in some saffron if you have it, but I know saffron's a bit of a specific pricey ingredient. You can definitely skip it. And some raisins that you've maybe soaked and plumped up a little bit in some water or some wine. And you're kind of cooking this down until it's like getting sort of beautiful and a little bit like jammy, but you can still have a bit of bite in the fennel.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, they use wild fennel, which is quite cool because it sort of grows a lot around all of New Zealand.
I was going to say, you could source yourself some wild fennel pretty easily in Auckland City, so 100%. That's a good one for a forage.
100%, but it's also, at this time of year, it's a nice price and it's quite easy to find in the supermarket and in the grocers. So you can, I have heard as well, when I made it, I boiled my fennel a little bit in some water and then I sort of scooped it out of the water into the pan and I used that fennel water to cook the pasta, which I'm told is the traditional Sicilian way.
Ooh, yum. Yeah.
So you get a little bit of that aniseedy fennel taste sort of cooked into your pasta. And then you're adding your anchovies into this as well. I should have said that actually. Your anchovies are being cooked at the beginning with your fennel. So they're adding that kind of
thing. Anchovies or sardines, are we talking here?
We're going to use both.
Oh, double fish.
I know. So just a few anchovies in that sort of first cook.
For the umami.
Get the umami. And then I think traditionally they would use fresh sardines, but which you can get, especially if you go into an actual fishmonger, you can usually find them. But
tinned will also work.
Yeah, exactly. Tinned, I have only made it with tinned. And I usually use 2 tins. But if I'm cooking for more people, it can get a bit pricey, but you can kind of, you know, you might want to up your fennel and down your sardines because they're a strong flavor.
They are.
And then, you're going to kind of cook it all together until it's a lovely texture. And then you will finish your dish off with some toasted pine nuts and some toasted breadcrumbs.
Oh, delish. That sounds great. I'm definitely going to try that. Someone said this is great for pescatarians. I feel like you can get a little bit lost sometimes in the boring pastas when you're doing a vegetarian type of a thing. Getting a bit of like yum fish in there is a good time.
100%.
I'm absolutely going to try this. Remind us of the name of what this dish is called.
So it's called pasta con lissade. And if you Google it with Rachel Roddy as well, who's the author, her version is actually the version they've published on The Guardian when they were kind of exploring the best pasta con lissade.
Okay, nice. Hot tip, we'll put a link to that in the podcast after the show. Thanks for bringing us some tinned fish chat this morning, Lucinda. I've enjoyed it
a lot.
I hope your cat has enjoyed it.
She always gets a little taste.
Oh, nice. What is your cat's name?
Her name is Julia.
Julia.
Ooh,
dignified.
Distinguished woman.
She is.
her middle name, her birth name was Hot Dog.
So. Okay. Okay, you've rescued her from that particular fate.
She's dignified but silly.
She's dignified but silly, aren't we all? Thank you very much, Lucinda. Have a lovely rest of your morning. We will see you next week.
Rocky day.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.